For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
G&D live from City Tap House, 3 blocks from Capital One Arena. What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Condori and Murat, will help you to draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today. Visit kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Our buddy Al Koken is swinging by. We will talk to him a little over 20 minutes from now to get a preview of the Caps and the Canadiens. We are 2 hours from kicking off the Stanley Cup playoffs in the nation's capital, this spring rite of passage. Weather gets warmer, and yet we still throw on our sweaters and sweat a little bit walking into the arena.
Yeah, the walk, too, you schwitz a little bit. When you get inside, you're properly temperature.
It's nice and dark and cold. And
yeah.
It's everything that you want. You know, the hockey venue, as a portly fella. It is cold enough that it's hoodie weather in there, I'll say.
Remember when they won the Stanley Cup, if you recall that. You remember that time?
Of course.
It was pretty fun, yeah. The games were in Vegas, Grant.
That was 2018, I believe.
That was the year.
The happiest year of my life.
It was 2018, so fun. It's 141 degrees, numbers approximate, in the sun out there in Vegas. In fact, they constructed a series of interconnected underground tunnels so people could walk to and from various places. But the moment you're outside in your sweater, you're like, nope, that's a no for me. I'm not doing that.
For the Caps fans in attendance, just a heads up, we are going to pull our raffle winner coming up as soon as this segment ends. Someone is going to win tickets to tonight's game right here, hanging out with us at our pregame festivities at City Tap House. So if you have not yet filled out your opportunity in the raffle, now is the time. You've got another 17 or so minutes to get up here, and then we are pulling the winner. Someone's winning a couple of tickets. Speaking of tickets, though, we're giving them away at 20 after the hour on the phones all day long.
We're giving away several pair. This is to game 2. That's your chance to win at 5:20. It is awesome. And it's super cool the Caps are doing this with us. Like, that's really, really neat. They want people to be there and be excited the same as we do. So we are desperate to give you Capitals tickets. Please let us.
All right, let's talk about the most important Capitals in this series with the Canadians. We can go back and forth. I'll start. I think an X factor is going to be Anthony Beauvillier. Beauvillier was acquired at the trade deadline, has mostly played on the bottom six. He has shown elite speed at times, gets the occasional rush, breakaway, opportunities around the cage. But Beauvillier, when they acquired him, the thought was he's depth and he's going to play maybe on the third, fourth line. Because of the injury to Alexis Protas, and it's a massive loss for Washington, Beauvillier is on the top line to kick off this playoff series. So Alex Ovechkin and Dylan Strome, instead of skating with Protas, are going to skate with number 72, Beauvillier. What an opportunity for him. You go from, you know, a non-contending team, essentially, earlier in the season, to being traded to the best team in the East at the time you arrive. They finish off the number one seed, home ice throughout the postseason in their conference, and now you're skating with Alex Ovechkin and a point-per-game player, number one on this team, and Dylan Strome, going into a playoff series. I also like Beauvillier's speed in this matchup. Montreal's very fast. They're a little bit undersized. They're very young. But I actually think the speed of Villiers could help them a little bit. He is critical, though. We keep saying how huge the loss of Protas is, and I think it is. He's their best even-strength skater, and he's not going to play early in this series. It's my opinion. We're probably not going to see him in this series at all. But Bavillier, if he were to go out and get you 5 or 6 points in six games or have a goal in twice in this series or something, I mean, that is erasing the deficit in a big, big way, even if you lose some snarl and some size and some physicality from Protas around the cage.
They had a number of guys score 30-plus goals this year, talking about the Washington Capitals. Some guy named Ovechkin had 44 to lead the club, but you had Dylan Strome with 29, and I know it's not quite 30. Protas, who you just
he
mentioned.
He scored his 30th in the final game, and they took it away for an offsides by 2 inches.
That is right. Again, I love those challenges. Those things are so much fun. It's the whole point of sports. But that number of guys right around there. Connor McMichael at one point this year looked like he was on 35 or 40 goal pace, finished with 26, had one goal over his last 11 contests, was about that cold really from, again, return of Four Nations on, scoring a goal every 7 or 8 games, which is not even close to the pace that he was on. He could be an X factor, kind of a forgotten man on this offense, you know, a little bit of everything, right, in terms of skill, winning some puck possessions, hopefully has a chance to pot a few, just get himself a couple good looks as part of a second line that I think is going to be instrumental in this series. To me, that's their most important line, A, to negate Montreal's best line, but on the other side, to hopefully make those guys play some defense. And I think McMichael can be instrumental in that.
I'll give you another one. It looks increasingly likely that goaltender Logan Thompson is going to be back soon in this series. He may very well start tonight. Spencer Carberry's been very coy. We'll ask Al Kokin about this coming up next segment. But it seems like they are dragging this out for the sake of not wanting Montreal to know who's in net. But Thompson was healthy enough to skate the last several times out. He was healthy enough to practice all weekend. I think he is 100%. He has not played in a game in weeks. He has not taken a lot of pucks, though, in practice until just the last couple of days. So they may start Charlie Lindgren tonight and have Thompson watch and just give him an extra couple of days of practicing and seeing some shots maybe. But we don't know. Because of this, I'm going to say Lindgren's massive. Charlie Lindgren, even if he's watching Logan Thompson tonight at that point, are we sure Logan Thompson's going to be himself?
Yeah.
What if he plays, and all along we've been just begging and praying that Thompson could get back in time, but he's not quite right.
Remember, which is, by the way, not crazy.
Not at all. And his worst 2 weeks of the season were the 2 weeks leading up to his injury, by the way. He takes a puck off the head, concussion symptoms. I guess they didn't necessarily define it that way, but he was still having some issues with lights after taking a slap shot to the forehead, so you tell me what you think it was. But if he comes back and struggles a little bit, you still got to tap into Chucky Lindgren. This is someone who got him to the playoffs, standing on his head, stretch run of last year, has not played at the same level this season. Production has gone down a bit, but they did re-sign him. They gave Thompson more money to be their A goaltender moving forward. They paid Lindgren to be their B goaltender in the foreseeable future over the next few years with the cap exploding. So Charlie Lindgren becomes pertinent, especially if Thompson can't go tonight and he draws the game one start against a Montreal team that can put the puck in the net. They got a lot of skill and a lot of speed.
Touched on this guy's line mate that I'm going with, Ryan Leonard. How about Ryan Leonard? I mean, I know, listen, the goal that he scored was an empty netter a couple of weeks back, but this is young legs, this is fresh legs, this is youthful enthusiasm. This is a guy that can just be kind of a pain in the butt, kind of the Tasmanian Devil style of hockey here as he gets his sea legs underneath him in the NHL. And by the way, a few weeks ago he's doing like an econ midterm, and now he's playing in the NHL postseason. Get tested, young man. But here he is on the third line, which I think is going to be instrumental in this series. They need more production out of that group. So, you know, any kind of offense you get from him, I think is a bonus, but maybe creating some chances, winning a puck battle here and there. Maybe it's a hit, likes to be physical, likes to mix it up a little bit, but moves around so well, maybe can counter some of that Montreal speed.
You know, it's interesting. You go with Leonard there. I was thinking about the entire third line, and I can't take a whole line necessarily, but I think you
can name, the conversation. I think you're right.
You can name any one of those guys. This has been their worst line this season. And it's not a shot at any one of these players individually. Like, Leonard's been there for a couple of weeks, right? Mangiapane has mostly been with Eller for the duration of the year. And while he's had some moments and he's been gifted offensively, he's a former 30-goal guy, Mangiapane's the one offseason acquisition they made where they invested some true assets. He makes $5.5 million a year that you wouldn't grade as like an A grade for the season. I would say it was probably a C addition, C minus, something like that. He didn't quite give them exactly what they wanted. You can spin the conversation, though, pretty quickly. You go out and score 2 goals in game 1 tonight in a 3-2 win or something like that, and all of a sudden you're a hero in D.C. just like that. Speaking of heroes, Lars Eller won Game 5 of the Stanley Cup with the GWG and was a part of the Cup team in 2018. Forever, we'll all be indebted and in love with Lars because of that. He is not the same player anymore. And I think if you're ranking contributions kind of top to bottom from their big key 12 this year, he's down near 12. I think he has been a little bit snake bitten. It's been forever since he scored, hadn't been able to finish as a goal scorer. If he could give them something, how many times in the cup run did he bang a rebound home or come up with a puck in front of the net? It was his goal against Columbus that saved that whole postseason.
Off his thigh.
They were down 0-2 in Columbus for game three in overtime. A puck, people forget, hit the post that Columbus had shot, or else the Caps are down 0-3 and it's maybe over before it starts. And Lars comes down with a puck hitting off of his leg going into the net. They get the win. He eventually scores the goal to win it in Game 5 against Vegas. But whether it's him or Mangiapane, I think somebody on that third line has got to step up because they just have not gotten any consistent offense or real goal scoring from that group.
Totally right. Totally right. This may not be an X factor, probably not fair. I think this is just one of the most important players, period, full stop, is Pierre-Luc Dubois. Because this is the guy, as you're talking about, you know, having last change at home, he's going to be on the ice, presumably, and him and his line are going to be there to try to negate that Montreal best punch, that offensive line. Now, maybe you might see them mix and match, maybe, you know, try to prevent, them being, you know, just sort of trotting out that same group. Maybe you sort of mix that group up a little bit to try to prevent some of this matchup game, but you force them to adjust. Pierre-Luc Dubois needs to be a plus player in this series, meaning more scoring chances for his group than allowing for Montreal. And if he's able to do that, what he's done, frankly, most of the season, where he's been outstanding, probably their best acquisition this year, I could see the Caps winning this series handily.
By the way, I think Pierre-Luc Dubois might be the litmus test player for me early in this game, and here's what I mean. I think he'll be the most obvious guy to try to get a feel for if they've flipped that proverbial switch that you keep talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When you say, the way they're playing, I don't love it, but how do you just start playing that way when the playoff starts? That line is all systems go.
Yep.
It's Connor McMichael, who you talked about earlier. It's PLD centering, and it's Tom Wilson. I think Luc Dubois, who is one of the best two-way players in the National Hockey League, could be in the Selke conversation. He is, for me, a very obvious, like, drag him into the fight guy. There are nights where you just see him flying around, being very physical early in a game, and you go, oh, man, the boys are ready tonight. And I think it's going to be a tell. My guess is, if I had to bet, that line starts the game. It'll either be that line or the Dowd line, I would assume. But you're matching up with Montreal's best line. So presumably the Canadians are going to put Cole Caulfield, Nick Suzuki on the ice, the best line in hockey for the last few weeks. And I would match wits if I'm Carbs all series long, all game long, whenever I get last change at home, with Luc Dubois, Tom Wilson trying to hit those guys as often as possible. McMichael with his speed, you know, the stick that he's got in lanes trying to get some takeaways. But I think Luc Dubois' a tell tonight is he got that full ice game going.
Yep.
So he got that couple hundred-foot game where he is able to be the best defensive forward on the team, where he's creating issues for the goaltender in front of the cage. Like 10 minutes into the game, you normally have a pretty good feel for what he's bringing. That's going to be a real obvious tell for me
that's smart.
On if they were able to flip the switch.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's the, you know, it boils. I mean, I know people hate plus-minus, but it's that in terms of scoring chances, in terms of puck possession, those things have to be plus for Washington when that great line of Caulfield, Suzuki, and company is on the ice for Montreal. If you negate them by either keeping the puck or making them play deep with board battles and hitting them a couple different times, if it's an end-to-end transition thing, you're getting beat on that. Like, that line's going to make the better of you because as they've done to everybody pretty much down the stretch.
By the way, I know we talked so much about this early in the year that maybe leading into a playoff game is not the right time to have the conversation, but what a year for PLD. Do you remember the stories?
Of course.
About him when they acquired him?
Of course.
He played every single game last year with the Kings, 82 games.
Mm-hmm.
He only had four fewer goals. He had 16 goals. Although, if you go back to the first month of the season, he probably should have scored seven or eight more times than he did.
No one's ever been more snake-bit, by the way.
It was crazy. It was, you know, I bet you the Pythagorean, like, expected goal total for him is up closer to 30 this season.
Uh-huh.
But he had 26 more points, albeit on a much better team, the Capitals this season. And if you want to know the quality of the team, as evidenced by, you know, you talked about plus minus. To me, that just tells you, you know, how good is the Lions or the team that you're on. He was a minus 10 last year. He's a plus 27 this year. So it's a way better group around him. But he played almost two more minutes on ice. Got some power play time, but he gets some PK time. His shot percentage was up a hair, you know, from around 12% to 14% or whatever. Face-off percentage was about the same, right around 49 and change. But the buy-in for him in this situation under Carbs, one of the reasons Spencer Carberry, in my opinion, is going to win the Jack Adams Award for Coach of the Year is being able to get through to players like Pierre-Luc Dubois. He just gets more out of guys than a lot of coaches. I don't want to run Peter Laviolette down, who the Rangers just fired this weekend. But Peter Laviolette had an opportunity to elevate the game of Connor McMichael. He wasn't that interested. Peter Laviolette was working with a young Alexi Protas on the precipice of him, you know, being able to help in the National Hockey League. Why does Carbs get more out of all those young guys? Mm-hmm. His background, whether it was at Hershey or in other stops in the minor leagues, I think is a big reason. But I didn't know he would be able to get through to veterans the way that he has, that guys like Ovi and Carlson would love him like they do. Chychrun comes over and sings his praises. And clearly, the bond, whatever he did to get through to PLD, this was always the promised player. Like, this guy could be a star, and he's played like it this year.
Yeah. I mean, you look at, you know, for example, not to dork out with too many Seths, but Corsi basically measures who's got the puck, right? Who's got the puck? Who's got control of it more often?
Which, okay? let's just call it what it is. The whole point of the game is if you don't have the puck, you're screwed. And so it wasn't until a few years ago that really the league started to say, all we should care about is the percentage of shots when you're on the ice, you know?
Precisely.
Your team versus the other team.
And so he's among the leaders, and that part of it is his line, but he's among the leaders on the team, and it's along with John Carlson and Jacob Chychrun and company. Now, here's why it's significant to me, okay? He's on the ice most often when the other team's best offensive line is on the ice, right? When the other team that's there, we're going to put out our aces, our guys that are our scoring line. Now, it's not every time, obviously, because they're road games, there's mixing and matching, but most often he's going to draw this really difficult assignment. You get that in this series where the other team's best line doesn't have the puck as much, advantage Capitals, right? Again, that second line with PLD anchoring it is instrumental in the series. They have to be.
Which line do you think is the most interesting? You know, not going to be best, but like maybe if we're saying X-factor player, like I'm saying the third line, that Mangiapane, Eller, Leonard line, because it just hasn't helped enough offensively, that elevating its game could be key. Where do you say if blank is great then? Yeah. Now they're in business.
I mean, we just spent all this time talking about the second line, so that's probably my answer. But
they're the tip of the sword. They got
to
be it.
Yeah, that to me is because again of who they're going up against most likely. But let me try to flip it a little bit. Now it'd be really interesting. Rated to be like the greatest goal scorer ever to live. His line's important, but because it's Beauvillier and not Protas, right? So if they're good, if they're generating problems for Montreal's young defensemen, again, if they're winning puck battles, if they're keeping it in the zone and running their cycle and getting scoring chances time after time after time, you're going to force Montreal to play a way they don't want to play. And so if Beauvillier and company, with their speed game, instead of Protas is kind of all around, is able to bother them and you know create some scoring chances, now you're talking about a series that's tilting the Capitals.
Well, and let's call it what it is, too. Ovi had a terrible series against the Rangers.
Yeah.
We could go through possible reasons why or who to blame and who not to. But
the answer is yes. Yeah,
production business.
Yeah.
He did not have a goal. He didn't have a point. I think we said the other day, I'd have to look up the numbers. I don't have him in front of me. But I think he had like four shots on goal or whatever in four games. He did next to nothing a year ago as they got swept. And so there is some pressure on him. The narrative forever about him in the playoffs has been wrong and flawed and silly. It's just not a real thing. But he has long been a better playoff performer than he got credit for. And then when they finally won the Cup in 18, everybody got off his back. But his worst playoff series ever, not close, was a year ago against the New York Rangers. I think he does have to have some type of bounce back this time around.
Agreed.
So that's not something we're talking to going into next year, that he wears down as the year goes on, or that he can't play the same at the, you know, the postseason level because of the long season or whatever dialogues are going to be on the shouty shows. We want to hear from you guys. We will take your temperature closer to 6 o'clock tonight on this matchup, but right now another chance for somebody to win a pair of tickets to game 2 on Wednesday night on the phone. So caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You are winning two tickets to see the Capitals and the Canadiens Wednesday, two nights from now, April 23rd, over at Cap One Arena. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com. Al Koken, Smokin' Al, who's been covering the Caps longer than anybody in town, stops by to join us and preview the series next. We're at City Tap House in Penn Quarter on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We are getting ready for Game 1, Caps Canadians. All of our playoff coverage is brought to you by Ace Trim Carpentry. For over 25 years, Ace Trim's been a trusted trade partner for new home builders in the DMV, specializing in full-service interior trim carpentry. We handle everything from supply to installation, turnkey and hassle-free. Contact us at trim.com today. Ace Trim, the home builder's trade partner. That's Ace Trim. We are joined on site right now by one of the legends broadcasting Caps hockey. Nobody's been around this team longer than Smokin'
Al Kokin. That's Al Kokin.
Joining us on site, ladies and gentlemen.
That's Al Kokin.
As we get ready for puck drop, and he was kind enough to hoof it down the street in the heat and the suit to come hang with his guys. We appreciate it.
Good to see you, boys. I haven't seen you for a while, Grant. Last time I saw Mr. Rourier, he was killing it at a Craig Lachlan charity event. Knocking it out of the park with his routine, his comedy routine. It was fantastic.
Poor Joe B. caught some shrapnel that night.
As he should. He catches it on the road. So he might as well catch it at home every once in a while.
I was like, it's Locker's event. I can't roast him.
Gotta get
so
him.
So Joe B.
Somebody had to wear it.
Yeah, and it was
Joe. It wasn't going to be Locker then.
No. It was Joe. Yeah.
Smokin', how should we feel about the assignment drawn with Montreal here?
I personally like it in the regard that I think there's a little bit of novelty for the Canadiens. They haven't, you know, a lot of these guys never seen the bright lights like this. If the majority of the series is played in the Montreal end and the Capitals' size can just wear them down, they've got the size advantage that they've got to use. I think the Caps can control this series if they can control that side of things. If they're playing in their own end and chasing the Caulfields and Suzukis and now this Demidov, who's just arrived, who looks freakishly talented, that's going to be the problem. But if you can use your size against a smaller Montreal defense, that I think is going to be to the advantage of the Capitals. Listen, that's how they won a cup. They used their size and wore teams down as series went on. They're going to have to do that against Montreal.
Al, you mentioned how young Montreal is, one of the youngest teams ever to make the postseason. How do the Caps use that to their advantage? And maybe where's the flip side of the coin is, where's the risk there?
Well, the risk is, right now, the Canadiens can think of it as they're playing with house money, Danny, that, hey, look, we made it. Nobody expected us to make it. Nobody's giving us a chance against the number one team in the East. So let's just go out there and have some fun and see what happens. The other thing is, as we've seen it, and unfortunately it didn't work for the Capitals last year, but we've seen this time and time again, where the team that is desperate to get in,
yep,
playing playoff-style hockey just to get in, has the advantage because they've ramped it up, where the Capitals now have got to get it together. The one thing that I will say about that, when I looked at that last Carolina game that they played at home, and then that last Islander game on the road, a couple of challenges that they had, and they delivered, that shows me that they are ready and capable of doing that. I had a good conversation yesterday after practice with Pierre-Luc Dubois, and he basically said, look, he said, I don't care how much you want to hype up a game, how much you want to say, hey, we can use this as a playoff tune-up because this team is desperate to get in there, so they're going to give us their A game. When you're out on the ice, it's human nature to look at a puck coming at you and say, I don't want to get hit by that. Tonight, I do want to get hit by that. Uh-huh. I will make sure I get hit by that. Just those little differences, I think, is something that cannot be discounted, that they have had nothing to play for months. But when they have been challenged, like Carolina challenged them, like the Islanders, they've delivered.
Caps royalty, Smokin' Al Kokin on Grant and Danny ahead of Game 1. Caps Canadians, you'll hear it right here on The Fan at 7 o'clock. If you're watching on the Monumental Telecast, you'll see Al throughout the night working at ice level. Smokin', what about the injuries? Do we have any idea yet? I mean, Thompson came off the ice first. My fundamental hockey knowledge tells me that means he starts. But also, Spencer's trying to keep it a secret, so he absolutely could have pulled some tomfoolery.
And then Charlie Lindgren said later, oh, no, Spence likes to come off early. I like to stay late.
Right.
So, now, I got to give him credit. You and I have committed to bits before.
Yes.
They're committing to
they
the
are,
bit.
They are committed
They are
now.
Definitely yes. committing to the bit here. So it's going to be fun to see. Maybe they skate out hand in hand tonight to start
both start
right to really sell it all for everybody. Logan Thompson looks good. He looked good in practice yesterday. I just don't know if they want to say, well, you know, Charlie's had more games recently. Let's start the series there. It can go either way.
Does he get live looks? Like, do you worry about how long it's been since Logan played in a game? Because I think like you see 100% shots in practice.
I think there has got to be a little bit of that, which to me would lean a little bit towards giving Charlie the start simply because he's had more game action recently, and you can give Logan then a little more time to ramp things up. But if they feel Logan is ready, and if they think Logan is the guy we need as our number one to start this, then it wouldn't surprise me. Either way, I think the fact that Logan's back is great. The fact that Alexi Protas has skated, I would be surprised if he's in game one or two. I could see him in game three in Montreal.
Wow.
The concern I have is we just don't know how seriously Martin Fioravari is injured. I think there's no doubt in my mind getting those last three regular season games for Alexiev has been huge, shakes off a lot of rust. I think that big body can come in really handy against this Montreal team. The skating of Fioravari, though, is different than the skating of Alexiev. And if it comes down to then the next round with its Carolina, that's where I'm going to be very curious to see how that will affect the team. But getting Protas back, and that's what I said earlier, that big body, he may not be the guy that when he gets in on the forecheck is going to put you into the eighth row, but that big body wears you down. That stick, his ability to just get in there and just hound you and lean on you, that's going to pay dividends down the road. So getting him back as soon as possible, it would be huge for this team moving, not just for this round, but if they're to get by it, future rounds.
So in the short term, though, not having, whether it's tonight, whether he's back Wednesday, talking about Protas or otherwise, you're going to have to shuffle some things, right? How do you make up for not having him? What changes, not only for the personnel-wise, but also line mates of a Bevilier or whoever else? It's a different playing style, to your point.
Yeah, but we have seen one of the things that I've really been impressed with Bevilier is his willingness to get in on the forecheck. Maybe his forechecking body doesn't put the same damage on you, but he is effective at getting in there, and he seems to have a pretty good chemistry right now with Ovechkin and Strome, because you don't want to break up the chemistry that Dubois, McMichael, and Wilson have had. So if you can get by, not only just get by, but also have some success with Anthony Beauvillier there, that's a real big plus. He's been a sneaky good addition for this team. Watching him at every level, he's played on all four lines and has had effective times on all four lines. So that can be a real help for this team. But again, and I don't want to discount the fact that I'm looking past Montreal. I'm not. But if they can be effective with the guys they've got, they can take care of Montreal. It's then moving ahead that the injuries start to go, this is a different animal to deal with.
Al Kokin will be on the broadcast tonight helping us break down game one, Caps Canadiens.
By the way, how great is it that Monumental gets to do the games, right? I mean, normally when we come to these, you know, somebody, oops, up, it's exclusive, you can't do it. We get to do all of the games that are available to us. All seven potentially, yeah.
Nice.
So I know the fans hate it when there's no Joe B. and Locker doing the broadcast. So something to consider tonight. Be very, very happy that you get that in.
Sure.
You know, if you can't, you know, there's Monumental Plus if you want to stream it, but it's going to be Joe B. and Locker on the broadcast, which is, for all Capital fans, what we all want.
Yeah, an entire first round. That's outstanding. Ryan Leonard, you were one of the first people in town to actually see him with your eyes. You were covering him at Boston College at some of those tournaments that he was playing in. What have you seen so far, and what kind of X factor could he be?
He can be a big X factor because his instincts are excellent. One of the things I've really appreciated about him is when you watch, every time a puck goes low to high, Ryan Leonard's going right to the blue paint. He's ready to go right in there. I know there's an adjustment. Everybody, I think, was kind of expecting instant success. Oh, you know, he's going to be firing goals. It takes a while to learn how to get through the NHL. But what I've seen is he's got the skill set for it. He doesn't get pushed around. He's learning how to maybe maneuver his way around a little better. But I just love the fact that he's got an NHL shot. He's not afraid to take it. He handles the puck well. But I love the fact that he wants to get to the blue paint and come playoff time. That could be a bigger factor than you're going to see in the regular season. If he's able to score those type of goals, the tip-ins, the rebounds, the greasy goals, his willingness to get in there is a big, big plus.
Do you think Carbs would put the PLD line out against Caulfield and Suzuki?
I would say that's definitely going to be the matchup, yeah.
All right, so what other matchups might he like? Like, and where are you worried, if anything?
Well, again, I think that, as I said, the three games that Alexiev had in the regular season is going to help shake off a lot of rust. But at home, they can kind of manage those minutes and manage the matchups. On the road, then, Martin St. Louis is going to try and get matchups against a relatively inexperienced defenseman like Alexiev. Now, he's playing with a veteran like Trevor Van Riemsdyk. Trevor tonight will be playing in Stanley Cup playoff game number 36, won a cup with the Chicago Blackhawks. So there's experience there. It's interesting to note, though, like, you know, a guy like Jacob Chychrun, he's only had 9 playoff games. Mm-hmm. So he's relatively inexperienced. But, you know, if you've got him, which I think is going to be the case with John Carlson and his wealth of playoff experience, so you've kind of balanced things out a little bit. But that would be the one area on the road in particular. But the matchup at home, you've used Strome with Ovechkin all year long, so you want to kind of maybe get them away from the top defense pairings, the top checking pairings of Montreal. But I love the fact that Pierre-Luc Dubois has become a weapon that Spencer Carberry can use at his disposal as a matchup shutdown guy, something that we did not have. Nick Backstrom, when he was at his peak, was that guy. He could shut another center down. But we haven't had that recently with Nick's injury, with then Kuznetsov. Strome is not that type of guy. Now there's a weapon that Spencer Carberry didn't have last year that he can deploy this year. That's going to be really important to see how he matches things up, not only at home, but can he sneak it out there on the road as much as possible as well.
So the easy answer, obviously, is make him play a 200-foot game. But when the Caulfield-Suzuki line, when they've got the puck defensively, what should we be looking for? Well, is it give him space? Is it disrupt the neutral zone?
It's close the gap, but you can only do that if you've got back pressure.
Right.
That's where the forwards have got to come in and help out. When the Caps are playing their best, the defensemen are happy to stand at the blue line and force the dump-ins because behind you is pressure. That's where Protas is so good. That's where Wilson is really good. Those are the things that the forwards are going to have to contribute. It just can't be all about scoring goals is our only responsibility. If you're to close that down, the neutral zone has to be taken away from them, which means your defensemen have got to be able to feel confident standing up to force the guys to dump the puck in because there's back pressure behind you, and that is something that the Montreal Canadiens do not want. They want speed through the neutral zone. They want to back you off and then open up those shooting lanes and those slot passes.
So do you have to give a little bit on the forecheck front then in order to make sure you
no,
get
you
in
just
there?
Have to be – you've again, it, you've just got to be – part of it also too is you've got to – if you turn the puck over, you're screwed.
Right.
And that, you know,
right.
that becomes, if you're still on the forecheck, but they take the puck away, boom, as soon as you move back, get back on defense, you just can't get caught up
right.
making a turnover deep in your zone or making a turnover at the blue line with the defense going forward and suddenly speed comes your other way. It's got to be, the Montreal's got to take 200 feet to get up the ice. It can't be because, oh, I tried to do something fancy at the blue line, it didn't work, and now Caulfield and Suzuki are going the other way,
yeah.
And a two-on-one, and it's in the back of your net.
Smoking Al Kokin with us here on Grant and Danny. Last one for me. How much pressure do you think they're under? They have not gotten out of the first round since 18. They're the number one team in the East. It felt like kind of a house money season for a while,
yeah.
But then all of a sudden you mess around, you almost win the President's Trophy. If they were to get bounced in the first round, even with the injuries, they're going to deal with some flack. I mean, what kind of pressure is there?
There's definitely pressure there. When you come in as the favorite, you can't escape it.
1-8, right?
Now, I know a lot of guys are saying, oh, it really doesn't make a lot of difference, 1-8. And in reality, in the National Hockey League, that is true. But the flip side of the reality is you are the one. We saw it firsthand in 2010. Exact same team, exact same scenario, except that time the Caps were the President's Trophy winners. But Yaroslav Halak said, I don't care if you're number one. We're going to show you how we can upset you. And that's always a possibility. Sam Montembeau was one of the three Canadian goalies at the Four Nation Tournament for a reason. This Dobesh kid, the backup, is no slouch either. So there are concerns there. And I agree with you 100%. There is pressure on the Capitals, but you can diffuse that pressure by coming out tonight and showing you why you are the number one team. Don't give them a chance to believe you can take down the number one. Show them tonight the way Toronto did at home the other night, the way, you know, most of the home teams except for Dallas the other night have really kind of established. I mean, Carolina yesterday did not give Jersey a sniff. Do the same thing tonight, and then you can ease that pressure of being number one.
Al, you remain the best. Enjoy tonight, my friend.
Thank great you. Seeing you guys.
You look
good
great,
being with
by
you.
By the way,
huh?
You look awesome.
Sharp.
You're grinding.
It's
This is one of those. Did you go get fitted with Jacob Chikrin? You're like wearing those.
I just don't have Jacob Chikrin's diet. No beef hearts in my diet. there's still a few too many things Jacob Chikrin would look at you like, you're going to put that in your system.
Exactly.
There's still that in there too. But trying to, the older you get, you got to kind of try and keep up.
What would you rather have, Chikrin's diet or Chikrin's extension?
Oh.
I'll buy a million Chikrin diets with that.
I was going to say, if you gave me Chikrin's extension, I'd eat a beef heart. Okay? I'd eat a raw beef heart
every night
for Chikrin's extension. Every night.
Yeah, it's.
We're
going to
wash it down with some bourbon or something here at the City Tap House.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you coming over. Thank you so
great
much.
Great seeing you guys.
Have
good
a great
to be with you. Have
cast.
Fun tonight. Smoke and let's go, Caps, right?
Smoke yeah. Al Koken ready for some action. Game one. We're taking you up to 6:30 on The Fan.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I get psyched for Al Koken. Appreciate him stopping through City Tap House.
Synonymous with Capitals hockey to me.
That's right. Joe B, Locker, Smokin'. They've been
Smokin' now.
The triumvirate for years and years and years on Caps hockey. If you're listening to the game, John Walton will be on the call right here on 106.7 The Fan tonight just after 7 o'clock. Pre-game at 6:45. We're taking you up past 6:30 on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. We'll get back into the Caps right at the top of the hour. I actually want to do a first goal draft. Okay? I do this with all my buddies all the time.
Okay.
We're going to draft players who are going to score the first goal for the Capitals tonight. And I think we'll go five deep. It'll be me, you, Clary here, and then Darius and Linnell back in studio. And we'll do a three-round draft, 15 Capitals off the board. First goal draft. So we'll do that coming up next segment, top of the hour. A couple of the news and notes from Adam Schefter, as we're 3 days away from the NFL draft, though. some of the things he's reporting on. Number one, he says that the Falcons have been having trade conversations about Kirk Cousins. Even though they're saying publicly they plan on not trading him, they're fielding phone calls, they're making phone calls. He says the asking price right now is that they want a team to take on $20 million of basically the $40 million that he's owed this season.
Yeah, get out of jail for some of it.
Nobody's willing to do that, but his point is the more that they get financially from a team to make that decision, the less they're going to get as a draft pick. So if you're Atlanta, how would you handle that? I mean, if you get someone to take on $20 million, you could probably do it for like a late-round pick a year later, and you feel great because you got some cap space and financial flexibility. The other thing is, if you tell them not to take on any money, maybe you could get a mid-round pick.
Yeah, to me, I care a lot less about the draft pick. The value to me, it's almost like an NBA trade before they change some of the rules up, where the salary dump is the thing. The most important thing for me to do if I'm Atlanta is to be out of that contract. As much as I can get in that regard, that freedom is what I want ultimately going forward. If indeed Michael Penix is my dude, and I've got no reason to think otherwise as I'm kind of building here. So I'd be willing to take less. Who knows their line of thinking there, but you're right. It's that sliding scale. You squeeze the balloon. If you want more draft compensation, enjoy that salary cap hit. If you want some relief, then, yeah, you're talking about day three.
Schefter's reporting on Shedeur Sanders and where he's going to end up. He wrote, officials from the Giants organization were at most, if not all, of Sanders' games last season. They went to some of his practices during the season. They met with him at the Combine in Indy in March. They flew him to New Jersey for a personal visit. They went to his showcase day in Boulder, Colorado. At the minimum, you've got to say they've done all their homework.
Yep. There's some smoke here.
Considering nobody thinks he's going to the Giants at this point, man, have they been linked to him a lot with all of these workouts and interviews. He said they went back to Colorado on Thursday to put Sanders through another private workout and spent a full day with him exactly 1 week ahead of the draft. They're not doing that because they're not interested, right? As another NFL general manager said about the Giants, GM Joe Shane, he said, quote, he has lived in Boulder, end quote. The Giants even had access to him that no other team did because, as he points out, the director of on-campus recruiting for the football team is a young lady named Michaela Slayton, who's the sister of Giants wide receiver Darius Slayton. So there's a lot of smoke, in my opinion, and just swirling thoughts that maybe Shedeur Sanders ends up going three to the Giants.
Yeah, maybe it's just uncomplicated. They don't
I'm
have
still
a quarterback
betting against it, but they don't have a QB. He's sitting there, and my God, have they done a lot of research. That is a lot of time and money that you've wasted if you don't take him.
they've got human beings at quarterback that are high-priced with careers in their rearview mirrors, but it's none of them are long-term answers. I think we know that. So, it would be one of those, like, I don't say much ado about nothing, if they end up just sort of going chalk and saying, we don't have a long-term answer quarterback, so we took the best quarterback available to us at three. That's not the craziest thing in the world. But you're right, the consensus is that nobody seems to think he's going to the New York Giants. And maybe it's all just, a bit of smokescreen. The only thing I could think of, and I've been all over the place on this, by the way, trying to predict it. I have no idea now. I have less now maybe than I did before after reading every bit of information. The only thing I could think of is maybe they're trying to let everybody know, look at how interested we are. Please pay attention to our level of interest. They're letting the whole world know they're interested. Maybe to build up the idea that someone would have to trade a pretty penny to get up there and get it?
It's not working if that's what they're doing.
Nobody's
trading up to get him.
Well, I'm not saying it is. I'm saying maybe that's if they do all this and don't take him, maybe that's what it was for.
But
I don't know, man.
I think they would say it's the due diligence. It's what you have to do.
Well, sure.
That's how we figured out we didn't want to take him, in other words. And it's how we avoided, quote unquote, the mistake, if that's how they feel. Another interesting one from him. He says the Chicago Bears at 10 are praying. Said some personnel people believe the Bears are praying that Ashton Jeanty slips to them at 10. They think new Bears coach Ben Johnson would feature Jeanty and DeAndre Swift as a two-headed duo, the way the Lions used David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs when Johnson was the OC in Detroit. That makes perfect sense
to
me.
Yes, it does.
I don't think he's going to get there because I think he's going to the Raiders at 6.
Raiders at 6 is my prediction, but that point. If you're Chicago there, where are you best served? It might be the unsexy thing. Maybe somebody for their defense, maybe the best pass rusher available. Maybe you could use a solidifier on the offensive line or a younger weapon on the outside. But this may be one of the two or three best players in the draft overall. And if you're trying to give Caleb Williams a chance, that's a great way to do it, right? Get yourself another toy for Ben Johnson and company to use. So I could certainly see them praying that he gets there. Who knows if he does? I predict he does. I think he goes to the Raiders at 6, as you said.
We're partying with Caps fans at City Tap House Penn Quarter. We just raffled off some awesome seats in the lower bowl for a winner out here who's going to game one tonight. It's been a fun party. If you are going to the game, 7 o'clock puck drop. If you're parking in one of the garages downtown right now, come on by and say hello. We're here for another half hour, taking you up to 6:30. You're listening to Grant and Danny, your flagship home for Caps Hockey, 106.7 The Fan.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8-ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.